Hello, welcome to the Cosmic Eye Show. It is Friday. This is the Friday Emmett Fox Show. We are talking today on spreading the truth. This is on page 10, depending on which version of this book you have. Of course, we're going through chapter by chapter. Find and use your inner power, otherwise known as Sparks of Truth, by the great Emmett Fox. I'm your host, Jason Napolitano, and I have on the line Chris Sheridan. How are you doing today?
Doing good? Doing great. Still alive. I'm dry. It's been quite rainy the last couple of days, but I am dry.
That's good. So. That is good to hear. Let's listen. That's more than some people who unfortunately are out there in the elements. I talked to my brother today. He's out in Arizona, and they were having giant hail coming down. So hail in the middle of March. So crazy stuff. Yeah. So God bless them. All right. So back to Emmett Fox, spreading the truth. I think this is a really nice and appropriate message for today. You know, I think we're not going to get into it too much, but we're going through all this coronavirus thing right now. And, you know, it's nice to see that there's a lot of people spreading a lot of positivity through social media and through interactions out there and so on. And I was out there shopping today and seeing some positive stuff, even though some of the shelves are empty and stuff, and people are, you know, a little bit worried about what's going on, obviously, but they were still being courteous to each other and no one was losing their heads. So God bless us, everyone, as Tiny Tim would say. So spreading the truth, to convey the knowledge of the truth to others, has always been considered one of the most effective means for one's own spiritual development. In the ancient schools of wisdom, it was an accepted duty regarded as binding upon all. Jesus himself has said to us, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations," and this gospel must first be preached to all the world.
In this age, when practically everyone can read and write, the circulation of inexpensive booklets and pamphlets is one of the most effective ways of spreading the truth. A written statement is impersonal. It raises no arguments. It is never inopportune because the recipient will naturally want to wait until he or she is ready before reading it. It can be gone over several times at leisure if it is not readily understood at first contact.
You cannot do a more useful thing for your fellow man and for yourself too than to put in somebody else's way any one of the truth books that have helped you personally. This practice, in Shakespeare's phrase, is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes.
Hear a modern parable. John Smith bought a truth book. He handed it or mailed it to his friend Mr. Brown, whom he knew to be going through a difficult time. Brown was immensely struck with it. These ideas were quite new to him. He carried the little book about in his pocket, followed the instruction given, and made a beautiful demonstration. He was so enthusiastic that he broached the subject to a business colleague, Jones, during lunch and presented him with his own copy and rode off for a fresh supply for himself that night.
Jones, as it happened, was really not interested. He took the little book merely out of politeness, glanced at the first page, and threw it away. He was about to tear it across, as was his custom when discarding documents, but the attractive cover restrained him and he put it aside uninjured.
His stenographer, Miss Robinson, found it among the litter and, liking the look of it, took it home and studied it carefully. She determined to try it on a personal problem that was making her own life miserable at the time, and being unusually simple and direct in her methods, demonstrated within 3 days. She then mailed her copy to her brother in a distant city. For years, he had been hungry for a living religion, and briefly, the booklet changed his life. Naturally, he himself went on to spread the truth in his own way, as did each of the others in the chain.
In this parable, we see that John Smith, by a single act, became the means of blessing quite a number of people, most of whom he never heard of, and that the good results of that first act went on indefinitely. Until the people learn the truth, it cannot set them free. I'll read that one again. Until the people learn the truth, it cannot set them free. So we're talking about these truth pamphlets, and the truth pamphlets, really, I mean, specifically what he's talking about is I'm assuming his pamphlets, because he called his system the truth with a capital T. We're speaking to Emmett Fox. And really, it's, you know, it's a variation on New Thought and Mind Science. But he's, I think, talking about a lot of the little booklets that he published, like The Golden Key, which we've talked about before. We've done a lot of good work on. The 7-Day Mental Diet, which is a little larger, but was still a pamphlet size book. And he's got many of them. But there are these nice little, really concise ideas condensed down into these very short pamphlets that you could pass out and hand out. And I wanted to share the fact that actually one of our listeners who's in recovery listened to our Golden Key show, and he ended up inquiring through us, you know, where he might find some Golden Key pamphlets. I gave him some information and so on. And he ended up buying a bunch of Golden Key pamphlets from Unity. You can get them through Unity Church, and has been passing them out. So, you know, you see this stuff at work even today, and, you know, you think, well, pamphlets, they're kind of old school, and, you know, who wants little pamphlets anymore? But, you know, there is something, especially in today's digital world, about getting something paper. Like now when you get a card in the mail or something, it's an anomaly. You know, we used to, when we were kids, if any of you can remember that, if you're old enough, you know, Christmas cards and birthday cards and so on always came in the mail, and people were pretty diligent. People still buy cards, but it's much more common. You know, paper things were much more common. The digital world has changed a lot of that. So it's kind of neat anymore, I think, to actually have these little physical pamphlets and, you know, to be able to share them. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's kind of a cool way to share stuff?
It is. It's tactical. It's, you know, fits in your hand, and you can put it in your pocket or your purse.
Yeah.
You know, there's that portability, but, as well, I'm really inspired by the idea that these pamphlets really present one central idea, one method, one thing to try.
Yeah.
There's so much information out there, and we can get it, and it's readily available, and it's cheap, and we can download reams of books and libraries of information on our phone. We don't even have to download it, just on the ether. You can look things up. It's
too much. It's too much. You're right. You know? Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to take one concept, one principle, like the Golden Key, whereas if you have a troubled purse, a person who's troubling you in your life, or an institution, or your boss, or work, or your dog, or something, is you put in between you and this problem, even if it's yourself, a Golden Key as a way of intermediary or getting yourself out of the problem, mm-hmm. and trusting in a stronger, higher, universal spirit that will solve this, that will turn the key.
Yeah, you put your instead of focusing on the problem, you put your attention on the solver of the problem, which is universal spirit in yourself or in the universe. I like your version of it too, where you have the actual visualization of using a golden key itself, which is also a great way to do it. The way he talks about it in the pamphlet, though, is, of course, you know, you're just basically handing over the problem to God. So, you know, God as you understand God. It doesn't have to be God in, you know, in some sort of theological construct, you know, that doesn't work for you. But, you know, God or the universe as you understand it, handing over that problem to that, you know, that creative force that exists out there that knows all the answers, and keeping your mind on that problem solver instead of on the problem, right?
Yeah, your higher power, your higher self.
Yeah,
it's just not the normal you. That's because, look, if you would have been successful in solving the problem person or the problem institution or problem self, problem, you know, housemate.
Yeah,
you would have done it already.
Sure, sure.
It's just when these things are difficult and they don't work, it's like, well, you know, maybe you can't entirely rely on your own understanding and skill. Your best thinking got you here. Maybe, you know, working with this higher power, it can be solved, but you're taking yourself out of it.
Yeah.
You're recusing, I guess, is the term people use.
Nice legal terminology.
Just that it's a conflict.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's a might be a conflict, you know, and I don't want to complicate or conflict a thing, especially if pulling back and conjuring up a higher power, a higher ideal. What's the best outcome for this that I may not be aware of? Sure, I'll
go for that.
In the backseat,
yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. And I think,
but the thing is, it's one single idea. It can be a very deep idea.
Yeah.
But that is one, it's not, again, it's not complicated by a whole bunch of ideas in this pamphlet. So I love that idea of a single pamphlet with a central idea that, you know, offers a suggestion on how to
apply a particular problem. And the interesting thing about this that he makes the point, and we talked about this earlier, you brought this up. So, you know, you're spreading the truth in terms of the truth that's worked for you, things that, and that's what he's talking about when these people are passing these pamphlets on, they're passing them on because they've actually, these ideas have worked for them, not because they're guilted into it or because someone told them this is the way they need to believe or whatever. It's something that they've actually experienced and tried and said, hey, this works for me. I wanted to share it with you because there's a good chance it's probably going to work for you too, since we're humans and we, you know, share the same, a lot of the same traits. Right. So I think that's kind of a neat way of doing it. And of course, it doesn't have to be, you know, the truth with the capital T doesn't necessarily just need to be Emmett Fox pamphlets or New Thought pamphlets, although that you highly recommend them. You know, it can be things that, yeah, that you're close to. You talked about a few books that you thought, you know, have resonated with people over the years. You want to share with some of those? And these are the...
Oh, sure. Yeah, like, you know, the Gilbrand's The Prophet is a popular one, The Four Agreements. Mm-hmm. There's Ruiz, old and new, you know, a book of Rumi poetry,
Sure. Yeah.
Things like that, that are, you know, easy to read. They're not huge books.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a story involved there's a gentleness to them.
As a Man Thinketh. As a Man Thinketh. That's a great one. James Allen. That's a really powerful one. Yeah. But these shorter, more sort of simplified idea ones, for some reason, I think those kinds of books, and this is why I think Emmett Fox resonates so strongly with people, especially when they're in trouble, is it just sticks to the one idea that you need to get yourself out of that particular trouble in that moment. It doesn't go all over into abstract philosophy about this, that, and the other thing, you know. And I think sometimes people need that clarity, especially in times where you don't really need a lot of, for example, a lot of extra understanding. If something, you know, if this is something that works and something that's worked for you and here's how you do it, and, you know, I need to get out of this or that emergency situation, that's, you know, that's all you need sometimes. You know, there's other times, obviously, we want to get ponderous and read 500 page, you know, tomes on, you know, different philosophical and abstract ideas. But, you know, when you're in the middle of the crap, that stuff doesn't soothe and it doesn't help. And I think that's why, again, like Emmett Fox and like this, even like this book that we're doing with these single ideas each week that we're talking about. And this week, of course, it's just the idea of spreading the truth. But this can also carry over into your life, you know, beyond sharing little pamphlets or books that have, you know, that have touched you, just into the, you know, your conduct and your sharing of ideas on social media and, you know, different types of quotes that have maybe moved you, and, you know, just sharing a little loving kindness when you're out at the store or something with someone. Maybe they're trying to, you know, I've oftentimes, you know, someone's like an older lady or older gentleman or something is trying to get something up on a high shelf and they're having trouble. You know, you just reach up there and get it for them. Things like that, just ways we can help people, you know, just, you know, help them carry their burden, make it a little bit lighter, right? That's spreading the truth too through action.
And it's also twice blessed.
Exactly.
Going back to Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That it blesses, you know, the person who gives as well as the one who receives.
Yeah, for sure. I love too how you were talking about Jones as the unsung hero. You know, before we got on, talk about that a little bit. Jones is the guy that threw the pamphlet away, right?
Yeah, he stopped short of ripping it in half.
Yeah, that was his contribution.
But yeah, but you know, but we can put things out there. We can share part of ourselves, like this truth that you're talking about, with it's helping another person, or maybe it's advice, or if it doesn't get liked enough on social media when you post this beautiful quote.
Yeah,
or it can almost seem like sometimes people don't want the best that we have to offer or some of our gifts.
Yeah. Feels like
that's okay.
Like they're throwing it away or they're not paying attention. Right. You know, we think that we judge it that way. Right.
Well, and then we can, if you really want to judge it, then you can flip it back on yourself and say, oh geez, what I have to offer doesn't have value.
Therefore,
I don't have value. I mean, if you really
want to go crazy with it, take it down that
well, people
hole.
Do.
That, Listen, we all do. Yeah. We all do.
I wouldn't know a thing about that myself. Yeah. I've heard.
You've heard that that's a possibility with amongst.
Oh, rejection's a terrible thing. Yeah. You know, why do you think actors are so messed up? It's an industry of rejection.
It's awful. Know? Yeah, it's very difficult.
They train you to be rejected. So, but not to get, you know, taken off track or to stop doing what you're doing if it doesn't become received, you know, willingly or praised or anything like that. Most of the people who are benefited from, you know, this person in the story giving out this book, he didn't even know about.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they ended up buying some and it spread it out, spread out that way. But I just like this Jones because there was something that stopped him, though, destroying it, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah,
Because it had a nice cover.
Sure.
And it's like, okay, you know, I don't want this. I reject it.
But I appreciate
it
its aesthetic value.
But I'm not going to destroy it. So it, and I think the metaphor there is that even the rejected, I mean, we've talked about that in Freemasonry, you know, the cornerstone that was rejected by the builder. It's in the Bible, too. That's where it came from. Became the cornerstone for the great temple.
Yeah, the stone that was rejected becomes the cornerstone. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
After it's hewn into its proper.
Just needs some adjustments. Yeah. So this one was rejected, but it wasn't completely destroyed. Maybe this person saw that maybe there could be value in it, just not for him, Jones.
Yeah.
But then it was picked up by somebody that's, saw that. But there's even a gift in throwing something away, you know, or donating to Goodwill, you know, or something you might
do.
You pass it along. And if you don't want it, but, it, you know, one man's trash, another man's treasure, you know, as the saying goes. But in a way, he kind of distributed it.
Well, exactly. And that's where you don't know how things are going to unfold or why that they're unfolding the way that they do. And the fact that it is rejected and that is hand it over to someone else or something who can take it out to, you know, possibly 20 other people that might not have seen it if just that one guy had seen it or whatever. You know, these are those things that go on behind the scenes that we don't really know, right?
Right. And then what we do know often, unfortunately, but it seems to be true, is that when we share something of ourselves, if it's advice or counsel, a lot of times the worst audience for that are the people in your own family, your own home, your own community, because they know you. Sometimes a stranger doesn't have that familial, you know, connection. They might hear the words a little bit better because it's, you know, clearer, or it's not, there's no associate. Oh, I knew you when you were passed out on the couch last month at the frat party. Or, oh, yeah, and you're telling me how to, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Live a serene life. Yeah, thanks. Sure. But no thanks. And it's an interesting thing, but it's really, I guess, to underscore that if you're passing on a pamphlet or your best advice or your help, a lot of times your offerings will be rejected by those close to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that can really, really hurt. But there's a point to that. And it's brought up in the Bible, in the New Testament, in all four Gospels. Something to the effect that assuredly I say to you, this is Jesus speaking, no prophet is accepted in his own country.
Mm-hmm.
Also read own household, own community. It's in all four Gospels and the Gospel of Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one I've come up with where it shows up all five times. In Thomas, number 31, no prophet is welcome on his own home turf, and doctors don't cure those that know them. And by curing, you know, these doctors, the physician, most of the cures back then were mental and psychological and spiritual prescriptions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ways to think, ways to feel, repent, you know, your sins or your, you know, confess or, you know, these kind of types of things. It was something getting it out of you, you know,
getting
it or something. So don't be dismayed if people close to you don't take your ideas or your pamphlet if you're passing it along. It's a thing. I don't understand it or how it came about, but it's in all four Gospels. It's somebody made a point to underscore that. I don't know if the editors of the book initially caught that, but wow, it says something about that statement. So it must have been a very much an accepted bit of knowledge at that time. And maybe mm-hmm. it's good to be reminded. So don't worry about spreading your goodness. If somebody close to you rejects it, that's okay. Keep going. Somebody yeah. else will. So
that's a great point. You know, and I think too, it's one of the nice things too, about kind of getting back to the basics of what he was talking about, you know, in this actual writing. I mean, the literal part of it of sharing pamphlets is that, you know, a pamphlet's a pretty innocuous thing. It's not your writing also, unless it is. But I mean, if you're sharing something like an Emmett Fox pamphlet, you know, it's not you. So it kind of gets mm-hmm. out of that. And it's yeah. something that they can easily pitch in the garbage or hand off to somebody else. And so they can, you know, if they don't like the looks of it, that, you know, there's no harm, no foul, basically, as we say. Right. And so it's one of these things where, you know, if you stop someone and confront them about how they're living and start telling them how they need to do this and need to do that and all that, there's all this personal stuff associated with you. You hand a pamphlet off that has a universal truth message in it, and it may be exactly what that person needs to hear, or it may not be at that moment, but it really is kind of impersonal. You know, you're not saying, hey, you know, I recognize that, you know, you're an alcoholic and you need to save yourself through prayer and through meditation and through knowing your higher power or something like this. You're just kind of saying, hey, here's a pamphlet on, you know, how to solve your own problems using universal energy, universal spirit to do so. You know, so it's more impersonal, and I think it's more apt to be accepted than if it's something that you're personally telling someone or you've personally written or shared, you know, taking this pamphlet idea, or, you know, great quotes or wisdom from the ancient world and so on. It's more impersonal and archetypal and less apt to make people, you know, upset. They may not accept it, and they may pass it on to someone else. And again, that's out of your hands. It'll probably go to someone that needs it even more than that person. So, you know what I'm saying? And
well, I think it's good not to have an expectation. Right?
No expectations. Yeah.
You're not, yeah. As long as you're doing it, I think maybe it's implied in this, but you're not proselytizing. You're not trying to convert somebody. There's no pretense.
No,
there's no motive to,
you're sharing.
Oh, now you have to join, or there's a, you know, mm-hmm. donation button at the end of the,
no,
page, you
exactly.
know, or something like that. And I think that's important, even though it was a little bit implied more than explicit. You're just passing,
I think you're
on
right.
something that worked for you.
For you, yeah.
And it's like, take it or leave it. You have to
exactly.
have that. And,
exactly.
you know, it's not going to be returned. You may not know if someone reads it or not, but it has to, there's really a letting go-ness to it. And then that'll keep you from getting frustrated if somebody rejects it or, you know, argues
exactly.
or whatever.
And that's a great lesson for today, because I think a lot of us are getting way too upset about, you know, the comments we see online, or, you know, this or that
yeah,
thing in social media
point.
And so on. We're putting stuff out there and we're sharing it because we genuinely believe in these things. But, you know, you always have to remember that even that person that's making what you think is a stupid comment or something that's unhelpful or is critical or whatever, you may have planted the seed that helps to change them, you know, a year from now or 5 years from now. Even if they made what you think is the dumbest comment in the world and is just, you know, completely crapping on your idea, they took the time to read it and it upset them to the point where they felt they had to make a comment about it. So it lodged in their brain.
It hit
so
somewhere.
You've got to remember that, you know, even that is something. And so be even thankful for those people that seem to be really resistant to the messages, because it's quite possible. Look at the Apostle Paul is a good example. I mean, he was persecuting Christians, and then he became the greatest apostle ever. I mean, he was the greatest spreader of Christianity in the ancient world.
Yeah.
You know, and still today is the example of, you know, what an evangelist is. I mean, Paul is it. You know what I'm saying? In mm-hmm. Orthodox Christianity, he is the example par excellence of what you should be. So, you know, and he started out persecuting Christians. So there you go. So, you know, it all goes somewhere, and it's all, you know, it's all received.
Well, spread
the
truth
universe,
anyway.
So spread the yeah. truth anyway. Exactly.
Yeah.
It
might work for, if it works for one person and 50 other yeah. people give you a thumbs down on your Facebook page or whatever. Well, then so what?
You've done your job. Exactly.
You've done exactly.
And yeah. think about these pamphlets. I mean, these aren't, you know, do check out The Golden Key. That's a particularly powerful little pamphlet that's worked for both Chris and I. I don't want to speak for you, but I know that's true because we've talked about it.
I would agree.
And, you know, read that. And if you want to order them, I think I'm pretty sure you can get them very cheaply at Unity. I've heard the information that they're about 50 cents each or something if you order in bulk, which is a really good deal for these nice little pamphlets. So, you know, if that's something that moves you and you want to share it with your friends and stuff, I mean, do so. I mean, it's kind of a unique thing to get a pamphlet from someone these days. I mean, that used to be very common. You'd get pamphlets all the time on the street and handouts and all this stuff back in the day. But, you know, we don't do that as much anymore. So now it's kind of a special thing to get something like that. So, you know, think about that and share the truth, spread the truth. So anything else you want to add? I think we're about to the end of this brief episode.
Yeah, I think that's it. And that's then, it, huh? You know, about the truth and knowing the truth. And the final line was, until the people learn the truth, it cannot set them mm-hmm. free, because we know mm-hmm. you know, I have seen the truth and the truth shall set you free. It's, you know, but if you don't really know what that truth is, or you haven't experienced in yourself, so mm-hmm. kind of begs the question, what is it? Is it the words on the page, or mm-hmm. is it, I think it's like nutrition in a way, because okay. if these truths, you know, helped me, it's not they were words on a page that somebody handed me. It's because I ingested mm-hmm. them. I brought them into my life. I ensouled it. I embodied it and practiced it, and of course demonstrate now I'm doing this. Yes, I'm actually better now that I'm thinking these thoughts, or I have this go-to process to golden key something right when I'm frustrated. Oh, hit the golden key button. Great. It kind of worked. So to the other person, it's not the printed word that is the truth. It has truthfulness in it, but it becomes that. And that's how you become free then, is when you take this, you know, beautiful poem or this great passage or this wonderful concept or this new idea, and you apply it in your life. That's where the freedom is. Point. If it's a key, you have to stick it in the keyhole and turn it. You know, great. I have a key. I have the key to everything. Well, why don't you use it?
You know? Yeah. Good point.
It's not just sitting there.
No, so you're right. It's not in the knowledge.
It's in the using of it, but
it's in the application.
If someone wants to, you know, be nourished, you have to offer nourishment. So this is spiritual nourishment, I guess, and it's making the offer, but it's really up to the other person to take it and apply it.
Great point. Thank you for ending it on that, because that's a huge part of it. You know, knowing the truth shall only set you free if you use the truth. Mm-hmm. So the things that you learn, that, you know, if you say that, you know, you find that, you know, this universal force, this God energy that's within myself can solve all these powers can solve all these problems if I go to it and I just use it, or, you know, as I think, so shall I become, or whatever these truths are that you find, unless you use them when you need them, they're just information. Mm-hmm. So use them and, you know, and share them. So thank you for joining us, and thank you for that excellent point at the end there, Chris. I appreciate it.
All right.
Join us on Sunday as well for our longer show. It's our normal Cosmic Eye show on Sunday. You can find us at anchor.fm/cosmiceye if you'd like to make a small donation, or a large donation, or whatever type of donation you'd like to make, and share us with your friends if you can. So thank you for joining us on the Emmett Fox Friday show. We'll see you next week. Goodbye and God bless.